the writing of chicken tendies was very special. The writing of chicken tendies, I think after the This Is What It Feels Like era, when I was in my bedroom writing for myself, I think I, you know, being in L.A. And being in the, and with sessions and all that stuff, like, I forgot what that felt like, just really having the music and the lyrics drive me instead of me driving it.
Right.
And I think with Chicken Tendies, what's so special is that I wrote it, me and Steve, my co-writer, we wrote it in the sense of, like, I was back in my bedroom, and the music was leading me, because we had written that, and we were writing it about some imaginary girl, which I've never done before. Okay. Whenever I write, all of my songs, everything I've written, unreleased and released, have been, like, about a specific situation, about a specific person.
Right.
But this time, we had no clue, but we were writing, and it was so easy to write, but we were writing about some random imaginary girl that I had broken up with, or something, and it didn't feel right to me, but it felt so easy to write, and I was really confused. And I think about, like, we left that song on the shelf, and, you know, that wasn't even supposed to come out. Left the song on the shelf, and then a month later, I was just in my bathtub, you know, I was enjoying my little bath salts, and my little rubber ducky, and my candles, and my book, and then listening to my unreleased songs, and then that one popped up, and mid-song, I started fucking crying.
Uh-huh.
Out of nowhere. I was like, what is happening? And then I just listened to all the lyrics. I was like, you know, like, I hope he treats you better than I ever could, because you deserve the world times two and a simple Sunday afternoons. And it all just hit me, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I wrote this about my mom without even knowing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, about, like, a relationship, like, being difficult and you know, all this stuff. And it just, like, hit me like a tidal wave. And that was, like, honestly, like, the most refreshing thing I've ever known. Like, that was just this, so, so special. And then why I named it Chicken Tendies, for some reason people like to believe that there's a, you know, crazy special meaning behind it, but honestly there isn't.
Okay.
I made a TikTok about it. I reacted to the song, and then that line, like, in our kitchen where I cooked your favorite food, and, like, food just, I was really hungry at the time when I filmed that video. I hadn't eaten anything. No, I could, honestly.
Right.
I hadn't eaten anything all day. And I accidentally said chicken tendies.
Okay.
Out of four videos I filmed for that, like, specific TikTok, I have three others didn't say it, but that last one did. And then people were just like, name it that. And I was like, okay, fuck it. And then we ended up just naming it that for no reason.